Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. How y'all doing? It is Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. What's up, Queen?
What's going on? Good. Still calming down from the weekend. Like,
last weekend.
It was a nice weekend. It was a nice weekend. Listening audience, everybody enjoyed themselves. We had some fun. We had some laughs and all of that good stuff. Like, baby, come on now.
Yes.
Tell you about it.
That's right.
So yeah, I'm grateful, but I'm doing good. Queen, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I recovered Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come back until a little later.
I didn't come back till Monday.
Right. So I was able to to myself and get a little bit of rest and TLC before I had to restart my week. So, but the weekend was lovely. Had a really good time. And
it was.
You know,
look, my cousin, she was just like, because I went over to see my sister and she was so upset that she wasn't able to come because her other sister did not show up so she could babysit for her.
Okay.
And so she, but my cousin Pinky, she was just like, man, she was like, cuz I love Shelby and Siobhan. She say, Shelby, that's my dog. She said, Shelby, that's my dog. She said, I just love how Shelby made sure that you was all right and stuff Saturday and stuff like that. And she was like, look, I appreciate stuff like that. She said, because from what I see, she said that she your friend. That's truly your friend. But she was like, she liked them. Her and my cousin Leisha was like, oh, I like them.
Hold on. Going in and out. You breaking in and out. Is your headphones, your pieces going dead?
I got mine on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. That's probably why you go. Okay. That, I'm just wondering, you going in and out, like I can hear you, but then it'll like you cut all the way out and come back.
You think I need to put, let me see, let me put in my, my pieces in my ear.
Okay. While you doing that, I'm going to give our quote of the day. Y'all, Monday was a holiday. We got to celebrate MLK Day. So for one, we want to big up to the King family, respect, pay our respects and our tributes to their family for, providing such a wonderful man to this nation of Black people. So thank you for that. And we know we celebrate Martin Luther King differently for as a Black culture than everybody in the whole world does. From us to you, we appreciate you. Our quote of the day is beautiful young people are acts of nature, but beautiful older people are works of what goodness. So basically what we're saying is, young people, you are born the way you are. As you age, how you continue to age and the beauty in you is going to depend on how you were as a person. So you're building your life up for yourself now as you get older. So always focus on that. Think about that with your choices, whether it be your choices in extracurricular activities, your health choices, lifestyle choices in general. So and we're excited today, too, because our fact of the day is going to be a little bit lingering around the fact that today is the inauguration for the 46th president. And so our fact of the day is President Ronald Reagan was the oldest president at the time, which was January 20th, 1981, when he took office. Now the incumbent president, Joe Biden, is now at the older age of 78, and he has now taken place as being the oldest president that ever took office. So that's our fact.
Wow.
Yeah. Queen, what you think about that fact?
Wow! Look, I was just born when Reagan was president. I was just born
a week before.
But wow, like I did watch a little bit of the inauguration because I was with a patient, and it was interesting. And I'll be honest, it kind of almost brought tears to my eyes just watching it, seeing what's her, Miss Harris, well, Vice President Harris, watching her. She's a biracial lady, and just was like, wow, this is really like where we at. And they were saying that, you know, this is not the old America. This is a new America with different shades, different color people, different backgrounds and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, it really is. But, you know, we're going to see what Joe them going to do.
That's a great opinion and a great way to look at it, because I just from watching social media today, we got the idea of today starting a legacy for younger Black women and other biracial children to be able to look mm-hmm. up, because we now have our first African-American / Asian VP. Well, basically a biracial VP.
Yeah.
Happened before. And not only that, it's a woman. So that's our quote and our fact of the day. We're going to go ahead and bring in our guest, y'all. We got our guest today. And in our virtual house, we are welcoming Miss Tamika Renee Armstrong. She is of the lovely Petal by Rose Gold. She's the creator, I won't say designer, but I'll say creator and owner, because, you know, these are pieces. So we're going to bring her in and see how, and let, we're going to talk to her a little bit, get a little insight on what she do. Y'all, I'll be wearing some of her pieces, y'all. I like her pieces. So let's bring
in. I'm gonna check her out.
Hey guys.
Hey. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I'm good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited to have you today.
Thanks for having me. It means a lot.
So before we jump into why you're here, I got to. I was just telling Candace that I was on social.
You're breaking up. I can't hear anything you said.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
I can't hear anything.
What you took out your ear? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, can y'all hear? Are we all there now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, excellent. So before we jump into why you're here today, I was just explaining to Queen C that I was on social media today and got a chance to look over everybody's posts and their outfits of today. So can you explain to me why you're rocking the outfit of today, and explain to me what it means and what it symbolizes for today?
Absolutely. So it's the Chucks and Pearls. It's a representative of our new Vice President, Kamala Harris. Just kind of shouts her out to let her know that we're there for her in solidarity to support her.
Okay. And is this just a thing they came up with? Is this from the sorority or what?
So there has been buzz for like the past month once they, you know, announced that she was going to be the winner behind President-elect Joe Biden, that on Inauguration Day, we'd wear pearls and chucks.
Okay, so this was something that was pretty much planned then.
Yes.
For the moment situation. Y'all knew, they knew about this.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know I ain't know nothing about that, because I don't be following the social media trends like that. So I did see everybody and people with shirts with the pearls and shirts, and I was like, man, what they got going on? But you know, I was gone for 12 days, so I didn't know anything that was going on social media. So, but I thought it was cute when I did see, because I seen a lot of ladies with their daughters and stuff like that with the pearls and the blazers and the chucks. I was like, oh, that's cute. But I didn't know that was the reason why a lot of people was actually doing it and stuff like that. So, hey, that's neat.
It was cute. It was cute. It was a nice representation of who Miss Harris is and what she, I guess, you know, not only for women in general, but for biracial women, but for Black women, for, you mm-hmm. know, people that fall under that realm. So I think they was symbolic. I get into all the political stuff, so I like it. kid today be such a positive thing for you?
Agreed.
Think about it, though. I was like, what's going on? What's this? I hate when I be out the blue like that, but it was really cute. So, Tamika, let us talk a little bit about what and why.
You echo on, Queen. Your phone echoing.
Did you hear me?
No, your voice. Yeah, your phone's echoing. So like, it's every other word.
Oh my goodness! I wonder why that is happening. It's because I'm right next to my other phone. You think that might
it could be.
Because I'm trying to watch us on YouTube
You trying to do too much, Queen. You try to do too much.
It's either or.
Look, you can't do both, Queen. No. You can't have
your cake and eat it too.
Maybe you can put the other phone. You can still probably put it on mute.
That's what I was saying, if somebody had a question, then I'll be able to question. But possible right now. So we're gonna go ahead and cut that off. And
I'm gonna type it in the comment.
He says, "Oh, so what are you doing?" Is it still?
Yes.
What that is? Because I turned off the phone. I have the slightest. So, hello.
That's better.
All right. So, the question to you is: can you explain to everyone why you're here? What you're doing? Get started on what.
So, as you guys know, I travel extensively with my corporate position. Anybody that knows me, I love to shop. I was in denial forever until recently. And I was like, you know what? Let me shop for other people. And I ended up, like, because I only wear my outfits once. And people started asking, like, hey, since you only wear that one time, you know, can I buy that from you? Really? You want my clothes? And it was a huge success because I take very good care of my clothes, you know, even my kids' clothes. You know, people ask for it. I don't mind. I'll give you the shirt off my back. So that's kind of what started. It started the Traveler's Closet initially. So I had the IG with that. People would go online, select the items that they wanted. So once the pandemic hit, I was like, why don't I launch my own boutique? You know, I talked to a couple boutique owners to get their to get feedback, what the pros were, what the cons were, what are the best software, you know, what's the best software to use, what's the best outlets, you know, vendors, all that fun stuff. So, you know, I have a few mentors that I reach out to for that. So once I put my mind to it, I was like, oh, this is going to happen. You know, I want to launch it. I want it to be big. You know, I want to expand into beauty. I want to expand into kids' clothes. You know, I want this to be something huge. So that's how I got to where I'm at now. Just the ambition to want to do.
So with your eye, I just want to throw it. Queen, because I'm mad.
With me, I'm a boutique owner myself and dealing with cosmetics and dealing with fashion and stuff as well. Was this something that you just decided to do, or was this something that you have been passionate about your whole entire life?
It's not necessarily something that I've been passionate about. I absolutely love people. I love working with people. I can walk into Walmart and see somebody looking for something. I'm going to stop and help them. You know, I've seen men in H&M, you know, they're looking for something to wear. I don't mind, you know, going over to say, hey, you know, actually, you should probably wear that instead. You know, where are you going? Finding out those important details as to what they're trying to accomplish, what look they're trying to accomplish. So it was one of those things where it was kind of like a challenge. Anything that I do is always a challenge, and I'm always like up for the challenge. So it wasn't something I, you know, as a little girl, like, oh, oh, I want to be a boutique owner. You know, this is what I want to do when I grow up. No, that's not the case. It was more so one of those things of, I can do this. I really mm-hmm. like this. You know, I really look up to Milano. So it's like, okay, if she can do it, then I know that I can do it. So that gave me the inspiration to want to pursue it further.
Oh, okay. Because I know a lot of people, they one of my other businesses is me actually helping people start their cosmetic and boutique. And people always be like, well, just like you say, you see somebody else and they be like, well, I can do it. But I always tell people it just is not that easy. You have it's to not. Have a passion for it. Right. And it's not easy trying to get people to actually buy the products that you're actually right. selling. Because you right. can't, I have seen some boutique owners that they buy for what they're like, but you can't buy because of what you like. You have to buy what is actually trending and what's that's going right. on right now that could help other people. Because yep. I know what I like. But Jada, yes. Kim, Shelby, Tina, and all of them might not like what
correct.
Like.
Correct.
So you
correct.
You really have to be open-minded about it. And people don't realize it's so much information out here. And it's so many vendors, but you have to have the right vendors. Correct. To get the right product, because you don't want your stuff looking cheap and stuff.
Exactly.
Like that. And you don't want everything that everybody else has either.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Correct. That was really important to me as well, to not sell the same things that, you know, friends and family that have boutiques not doing the same thing that they're doing, just out of respect.
So what made you decide to start the with the kids?
Because I have kids. You know, you go to Gap, Old Navy, everybody's wearing the same thing. Whereas, you know, these kids vendors, they have unique items that are handmade, you know, like the little girl's leopard print set. You can't find that at Old Navy. You know, it comes with a scarf, comes with the tunic and the tights. You go to Old Navy, Gap, you're gonna spend anywhere between $40 to $50 for that outfit. Whereas, you know, at Petal by Rose Gold, you're gonna spend $18. You know, it's gonna fit, it's gonna be cute, it's gonna be trendy. You know, it's something that, you know, when you wash it, it's not gonna fall apart. So, you know, it's important to have stuff for kids as well.
And especially yeah, I like that you have a good price point as well, because I have seen some celebrities that have their own boutique and these same vendors that we didn't use.
Yes.
And their stuff is priced at $100, $200.
Correct, yeah. And they're doing it based off of their names, yeah.
Based off their name. And when I see one particular celebrity in Atlanta, going to the
you'll say no names, yes.
I ain't saying no names.
You'll say no names.
I never go by no matter how big people now. Because yeah. It's just like talking by the same thing anyway. So why yeah. should I go to but I love that you have a good price point for everybody.
Thank you. That's important.
So my next question is along the because what we're gonna now is kind of like a little a mix with a segment. No, good.
So what?
I said what we do now is jump between the interview and the topic.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's going like that. Got me jumping like that.
You might need to put in some your headpiece or something.
I have my I got a Bluetooth on, but I can hear. I don't have my phone on speaker. It's a little Bluetooth little thing. So I got where I can just hear over here on this side, because I don't want to put it on speaker for y'all. I don't want it to. But my question, our topic of the day is moving on after failed partnerships, failed friendships, failed relationships. If you have businesses with these people, how do you continue to do business with people once these have ended? So we're going to the conversation and you explaining to us talking about your business. Okay. So our first thing is what if in any type of ended partnership or dealing with any relationship, how move on yourself to keep your business going, to keep your mind, your mother still in.
It's important that you lose the bitterness first. You know, that's the easiest thing to fall into, you know, constantly stalking them, trying to figure out what they're doing, being concerned with who they're talking to. It's very important to focus on yourself and lose the bitterness. You know, find yourself. Don't lose yourself. You know, don't beat yourself up. I can openly admit that, you know, when my divorce ended, I beat myself up pretty bad. Like, why? What else could I have done? Knowing that I had done everything in my power to make things work. I can say now that, you know, I fought all the way up until the judge restored my maiden name. So it's very important that you relearn to love yourself, you know, being by yourself, because your kids need to see that. You know, if you have kids involved, it's important for them to see mommy, you know, mommy happy, daddy happy, you know, thriving, moving forward with their lives, instead of, oh, well, your daddy ain't this, or your mama ain't that. They don't need to see that. That's not fair to them. They didn't ask to be here. You know, they're not the reasons. They're not the reason that you and that other parent aren't working out.
Yeah. And I did, because people involved real stuff during the time that they've been going through, you know, situations like as such. They have literally brought the children into these cycles and made this a vicious situation for the children. So with that being said, because you made a very, very credible point, Queen, jump in at any time if you would like to as well. Because we're talking about anything that has ended. We know that we're all business people. We all have business minds. So when there have been situations that have occurred that you've had to even walk away from a business situation, how do you keep the friendship mended? How do you keep things still on the up and up?
Oh, what is that?
Ooh, that scared me.
That was my ring doorbell. Sorry.
Oh.
The kids were trying to see if some my kids were home. So
we actually had a business partner when I started JT Couture. And as I say now, we're not friends. And it's not that we're not friends on my behalf, it's that we're not friends on her behalf. Because I don't know, but I'm like this when it comes to partnerships, business partners, being friends with someone that you actually go in business with is something that you really need to actually think about. Because I was the one that was pushing the business. A lot of people didn't even know that I had a business partner, so I actually opened my mouth and said it. They was like, we don't see her post. People that know, but we didn't know that she was part owner of JT Couture and stuff like that. I was like, yeah. Well, like, we thought it was just you, because we don't see her posting nothing. We don't see her doing anything. We thought it was all you, because we see you working behind the scenes and stuff like that. So I have learned my lesson. I probably don't want to go in partnership with nobody else, not even probably family. Because it's a lot. And then when that person actually seen me being successful, they wanted to come back. And I'm just like, you're not a part of this anymore. You're not a part of this anymore. You can't go, if we're business partners, you can't go 6 months without talking to your business partner. Right. This is a everyday thing. Like, and we started off as a everyday thing, from praying together, meditating, all of that stuff. But you know, life started happening for her and she just shut everything down. 6 months come around and you want to try. No, look, hey, baby, I didn't took this so long. I didn't told you that we should have went and got the lawyer. You was like, nah, we all right. Okay. So now you just X'd out the game now.
That's interesting.
That I done moved on.
That's interesting, so that you all have to bring in the legal situation, because that's, I think that's one of the biggest fallouts in any relationship is when it has to become a legal situation. And when anything ends as they do, not everything ends, but when they do end, there are always ramifications. So, so in marriages, you have the divorce. In partnerships, you have failed partnerships. In business, you have no more business. things do tend to come to an end. And my biggest
question and concern for the person is there a time that you have to deal with therapy due to this type of relationship ending, this type of partnership ending? What do you have, Tamika?
Yes, I think it's very important that you seek some type of neutral counsel, so to speak, just to kind of get a peace of mind, you know, to help you. Because like when I beat myself up going through my divorce, I needed to know that everything was going to be okay. You know, I needed to be able to be strong for my kids. So, you know, talking to that neutral party that, you know, they weren't on his side, they weren't on my side. It was just all right, so what do we need to do to get you back to where you were pre-marriage? You know, you were thriving, you were living your life. So how do we get you back there? So it's just I think it's important in this day and time, you know, with the things that we go to on a day-to-day basis, that, you know, you do seek some type of counseling. You know, back in the day, it was frowned upon, like, oh, they need help. You know, nowadays, it's highly encouraged. You know, get your mentals together. Just like Marshawn said, get your chickens together, get your mentals. You got to take care of that mind, because that's all you really have.
So with the idea of taking care of your mind, we're going to jump into business now. You were successful in continuing to have your corporate position. You started a business. You did all of these
three businesses. Yes.
While all of these different elements were going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, just for one, being a woman, that's easy for us to do because we tend to not let one thing overcompensate the other or overtake the other thing that we're doing. But for two, I want to say that comes with strength and preparation, because even if you are not completely set on what you're going to do, you know you're going to do something. So explain to me, or give us a type of give us an example of a situation where you had to battle through walking into your own, working your business, and being a parent, where that became something that felt overwhelming for you, because it can.
Yeah. Juggling. Well, okay. So I think that the biggest thing that I've overcome is, you know, my kids. My ex-husband lives in Tallahassee. I just moved to Tampa. You know, going back and forth with joint custody, running, you know, three businesses along with, you know, a corporate position out west. Yes, it is tumultuous. It is a headache. But I feel like we as people, if we really and truly want to do something and we put our mind to it, we're going to do it. There's no excuses. There's no, oh, well, woe is me. No, we don't have time for that, because my whole thing is, I have a little girl that looks up to me, that I want her to know that, okay, you can get through anything if you put your mind to it. So the biggest obstacle is the going back and forth, but there's no excuse. You know, we make it work.
That's good. That's real good.
I like that response. I think that's a perfect answer to someone who may be facing some of those dilemmas, because people mm-hmm. tend to, we forget that we're human, all in the same aspect of trying to carry on our day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're able to get through it, and we know what we're putting on our plates, and we know how to juggle and advance ourselves. But that's another reason why therapy is so important, because when you're going through these things, you need to be able to manage your own self in the aspect in that time.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. You count first.
That's right.
You can't, I truly believe you can't take care of everybody else unless you're taking care of them.
Correct.
You can't.
Correct.
So, my next question is, how do you go about business? And this is for, and I don't know, because we may not have went through any of this personally, but this question can be an opinion native response as well. But how do you go about business if you worked with your partner? if you have some type of businesses with your partner.
You talking about as far as what? Business partner? Or like what?
I don't have any partners. I'm by myself.
Jesus.
Like, okay, so when you work, like Queen, when you work in a partnership with your business, we know that it didn't work. Is it solely because you were taking on the main gist of everything, or what? How do you go about making your partnerships in business successful? Is the question basically, because I know that it may not have been successful, but you were doing something to try to make it a successful partnership.
Yeah, because it wasn't really where it's at now when we started out. We were still at the beginning stages when we departed. Still at the beginning.
Oh.
Like the cosmetic line didn't come until after we departed. But it was something that we was researching and everything. And even with the with my J print and t-shirt business, even with that was supposed to be a part of J2 Couture as well. That's what the hair and the t-shirt and fashion was going to be a part of J2 Couture from the jump start. The cosmetics end up coming because I got more into wanting to do makeup as well and actually sell products. Like, how can I get my hair customers to continue to come and also get their makeup done and buy products and style them? Because, you know, as a hairstylist, people ask you, man, where you get that from? They want to know what you got on, where you bought it from, can you help? And then people just always liked it what I wear. And look, I'm a straight jeans, nice shirt, heels type of chick. But people think that I done spent $1 million when I probably only been to the Ross and spent $25 on my whole outfit. My shoes cost more than my whole outfit.
Always.
But I'm a bargain shopper, always been. So we were still at the beginning stages when we actually departed. And even with that, with me becoming the sole owner of J2 Couture, when she did reach out to me, I even told her, look, I will help you go through all the steps that we didn't actually been through and the steps that she didn't go through with me and help you start what you want to do as well. She didn't take me up on that offer.
Working in business, because even with Darian and I, we have the link up community program, and I can say personally that because you're going through so many emotions and stuff in the beginning of a separation, that you may not want to be around that person to do business like that in the beginning. You may want to kind of like do a lot of it virtually or by phone. And the lucky part about me going through a separation was that I was kind of going through it through the pandemic, which saved a lot of face time for me. So I was able to heal, go through therapy, and continue to build a business relationship with him, because now we're at a place where we can continue to be pure, peaceful friends.
Yeah.
Run the business, be successful with that. Have our meetings, do the things that we're supposed to do, and keep it on a consistent business basis. I'm appreciative of that. It takes people time to get to those levels. And so when I think about going about business in areas and having to deal with someone that you've been in a relationship with, I was thinking about that at first. It's like, damn, I don't want to do that no more. You know? And then, and then it's like, but if you walk away, who's going to benefit from the things that you were able to produce? And I'm a selfless person, so I know a lot of the things that I do and I give is mainly because my heart is already in it to do it. So I don't know how to turn away from being that person. Doesn't matter what I'm going through, I'm always going to be a selfless person. So I think that, like Tamika said, with anything from the beginning, taking the bitterness out of it. I had no bitterness in me. I think I was just more emotional than anything. But if you take even the emotions out, put your feelings to the side, your business and your goals are going to continue to rise and be successful. So,
oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And I think we already touched on this, the last question of this particular topic, if and why therapy may be needed. And I think we pretty much went into why therapy may be needed and the reasons why, or the reasons if you may need therapy. So Tamika, tell us about how your business is doing. Give us a little bit of mentorship, or give our listeners a little bit of mentorship, because people always think that business is easy, and even maintaining your website is not an easy thing. So give people some real behind the scenes mentorship on how the online boutique can be successful, but the work that has to go into it as well.
It looks easy. We make it look easy, but there's so many things that go on in the background, you know, building vendor relationships, you know, building packaging relationships, you know, how do you want to send it out? Trusting the post office, trusting UPS. Like right now, I absolutely hate Federal Express, FedEx, whatever y'all want to call them. They can kiss my whole butt. You know, but you know, same thing with the post office. They just they take forever. You know, people are asking, hey, where's my package? And it's like, hey, you chose it to go snail mail, so it's gonna go snail mail. That's what it's gonna do. So, you know, I've cut, you know, ties with both, and I only use UPS. UPS, you can get it there the next day if you get, you know, get the order in by 12. Another hard thing is the whole getting the products advertised. So, you know, you got to beat your face, you know, do this and turn that way and put the camera like that, you know, just so many different things to actually get ready to, you know, put your product out there. And then the fun part of uploading it, you know, pricing it out. So there's so many different things that you have to do that go on in the background. You're like, why you ain't posting that yet? You know, and then you got to post it on social media. And then, you know, just, you know, branding, there's a lot that goes into it. So yeah, like I said, we make it look easy, but there's a lot that goes into it. And I think I learned that, you know, on the back end myself, because I thought that, oh, okay, yeah, I can do this. This is gonna be fun. I like taking pictures. And then, you know, after you get your first order of 20 pieces, you're like, okay, at some point I need to go take these pictures and post them, you know, on my social media. But that box is gonna sit in there for a couple of days, and then, you know, traveling back and forth, you know, adding that piece into it, a lot goes into it. And then, you know, you've got, you know, with the kids line, you know, I have to make sure Madison has eaten, has had a nap before I even present to her, hey, would you like to take pictures? Because I know off rip that if she's not fed and had a nap, she's not going to be with it. She's me. She's a Pisces through and through. So, you know, I have to, you know, be mindful of that. You know, the boys, they're more receptive to, you know, they're excited to take pictures. But, you know, it's just different things that go into, you know, getting prepared to put your product out. So I just, you know, I highly recommend whomever wants to do it, stick to it, you know, be dedicated to it, be passionate about it, do your research. You know, when I launched the beauty line, it was like, you know, I want to do something with lips, you know, I want to do something with face, you know, I want to do this, you know. And part of, you know, my therapy, I asked God, like, hey, you know, keep my mind busy, you know, so I'm constantly getting ideas. So, you know, if I launch something in the middle of the night, it's because God won't let me go to sleep. Like, all right, this is what you need to do next. And I'm like, I'll do it. And it's like super successful. It sells out. And I'm like, oh, it's like, trust me, my child. So it's just, you know, trusting God, you know, learning your vendors, you know, whomever your models are, having that relationship to know when are the best times to do it, and just sticking to it. You know, that's the best, you know, advice that I can give to you. Several people have reached out to me, you know, within the past few weeks. You know, I've helped them to get their businesses up and run. You know, they realize it's not as easy as we make it look. But it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding, you know, hearing that Shopify ka-ching, you know, in the middle of the night, when you first get up in the morning, it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding.
While you're sleeping. While you're sleeping.
Wake up, you got to
fulfill these orders. Let me get up and go fulfill,
you know, and then another big thing, I cannot stress this enough. Your best customers are going to be strangers. It's not going to always be your friends.
Say that one more time for the audience, because people don't understand that it's not your family and friends. People that you don't know
that are going to always support you. Family and friends that have people that own boutiques, I highly recommend. If you can't afford to buy anything, do the simple thing of just sharing
a post.
Word of mouth. You know, you just sitting there looking at it like, oh, she doing too much. That's not going to help. That's not being a friend, you know, and you want to read the, oh, well, can you send that to me for free? And no, that's not how it goes. You know, oh, can I get your discount? That's not helping a business. This is a small business. You don't walk into, you know, Gucci or Louis Vuitton and ask them for their discount, you know. So don't do that to small businesses.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you're even able to incorporate the children into the business, because you're keeping the dollars inside. For one.
Correct.
You're making yourself the full face of your own business, mm-hmm. which is also keeping the dollars inside. You're able to do that because you've now learned how to do your own makeup to dress up for your showcases. Mm-hmm. And that just allows you to be everyone in your household, everyone under your umbrella, to be the bearers of the fruit. Mm-hmm. And that's generational wealth that you're creating. The Petal Kid line, the Petal Men's line, the children, you know, everything now is all about building on what you already have going. So congratulations and thank you for definitely doing that and creating such a bomb line. I think I like it, you know.
From your orders, you like it.
So that means I'll still be back. I'll be back.
Yes.
So we appreciate you for coming on today. I thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We're going to be trying to have more live virtual interviews, because we're still trying to prevent the whole spread of COVID.
Yeah.
But along with that, this is just another way to keep us in tune with each other when we're talking, because it's one, you can definitely do the audio version of this, but to get to see a face when you're speaking to someone is amazing. So I appreciate you coming on and giving us that opportunity. Do you have any words of wisdom beyond what you've already said to them that you want to drop before we head out? Because this is our closing segment.
No, just be kind, you know, think about others in any of your responses. When going through something, know that the world is not going to end. Just stay positive in the midst of everything, you know, continue to keep God first.
I like that. Yes, ma'am. Queen, what you got for us?
My usual. Y'all already know. Meditation, affirmations, prayer, journaling is what I'm doing in 2020. Shelby already know.
2021.
Okay.
Yes.
She already know that I'm doing the with my glasses and everything. So I've been journaling the 10-second videos just about every day. You know, I'm gonna have to give that to Queen so she can actually put it down so y'all can go get those specs, because they are so unique for you to actually do 10-second journals and stuff like that. So positive affirmation, meditate, journal. I mean, write stuff down. Write your thoughts down. That is so important, to write your thoughts down, what you're thinking, your ideas, and then you're able to go back a year later and see what you actually been accomplished, what you were thinking, how your mindset been shifted to something greater, because that's the goal. So, you know, just be positive, y'all. Stay safe. Mask on. You can still enjoy life through this
pandemic.
That's
right.
And yes, trust and believe you can still enjoy life through this pandemic. We did over the weekend, we'll talk about that next Wednesday. We'll talk about that. So, you know, stay safe, stay positive. Get you a journal. If you don't have no journal, hey, you got paper laying around the house. Just get it and start writing.
Jot down those ideas. It's very important to jot down those ideas. Piggybacking off Queen, keep your ideas jotted down. Make sure you're always, always affirming yourself, because you are your biggest cheerleader. You are your biggest support system. Yes. If you ever let anybody down, it's going to be you first. So I always want to remind you all to be great. And as our guest said, be kind.
Right,
Lord, we don't realize just how much we can save a life, and a smile can help someone. So just be kind. Even if it's just holding the door for someone, telling an ugly person they're pretty. I didn't mean to say it that way.
No, that's a long way.
That it's a small thing. It's a small thing.
Always good. Always good.
And as always, we life you all. We love you all. We appreciate you all tuning in. We know this is going to be a playback. So when y'all get this show, just know when you let Tamika know who told y'all about Petal.
Y'all know.
Tamika, don't give them a discount code and let the discount code just be Shelby's World discount code.
I know, yes. Take 20% off when you use the code Shelby's World, Shelby's World, all one world, 20% off.
Oh, that would be so dope. That's so wonderful, y'all.
Go support.
Yes, I'll create that today.
Go support this queen. She got a lot of big things popping. And we love supporting our people. So today, thank y'all for tuning in. We like y'all. We love y'all. Y'all take care. Y'all have a wonderful day. Peace.